beauty
and the truth. Bring you the ignorant
and the real. All right, sup, Trill?
What's good?
He said he needs a shower.
Boy, yeah, crank.
Long but the good work. Part about it is I don't smell you, so.
Oh, because I ain't do shit. Need to work tweaking.
You had a good day at work?
Yeah. I ain't gonna complain. Yeah.
I didn't think about it. Word. Okay. So did I guess. Welcome to a new episode of Beauty and the Giving on Trill.
What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all? It's like the first week of summer is over.
Oh, yeah. How's your summer been so far?
So far? I don't even really think. I mean, I feel like I've been, you know, on my regular turn up shit, but you know, we about to wrap things up a little bit this week, 4th of July weekend. I feel like that's the really when shit starts to
get going.
And there's moves, but we don't talk about those anymore, but you know,
yeah.
I'll be in contact with you about some things.
Please do that.
Yeah,
that'd be what's up.
What's up though, KSA?
KSA, girl. Hey, girl. Let me tell you something, girl. Let me spill this tea. Whole time, niggas don't be looking at your snaps because he miss you.
Oh, shit.
Whole time, like, that is a common thing. Like, that's a common thing amongst women. Like, girl, he watching my snap because he miss me. And I'm not even going to lie. Like, at first, I thought that at one point, like, old joints or things that I'm... sampled and gave back to the hood and you know things like that, they watch all my snaps and I be looking like a pure snack on Snapchat. You know
what
I mean?
The fuck you doing?
It's, you know, I put my best foot forward on Snapchat, so I'm thinking they faithfully looking at my joints. Like, I'm thinking like, okay, like they checking for me or whatever, you know. But he don't ever text you. Okay, so let's get into it. If he always looking at your snaps, he looked at all 10 of your snaps. He watched your whole story, girl. Even
twice, my nigga.
Twice. Even your drunk rants or what have you from first snap to the last snap. And he didn't hit you up other than that, other than watching your snaps. Girl, it was nothing. Let me tell you. I'm not going to share my sources, but let me tell you. Niggas just be looking at snap because they have nothing else to do. They're bored. They don't really read into it like women read into it. Like, I have friends that be like, girl, he be watching all my snaps. And he did, and it's just like, no. Do you watch snaps with that intent? Like, niggas don't care that much.
No, I mean, I feel like if I'm a, you know, miss you or whatever, I'm gonna hit your phone. I'm just on Snap.
Absolutely.
You're one of our followers.
And because of Snap.
Yeah.
So, girlies, let me tell you right now, this is a very serious KSA because we gotta quit that. Like, you got false hope out here.
Because
thinking
if a nigga watching your snap on some shit, he's going to message you. He's going to message that snap.
Mm-hmm.
If he's messaging you or if he wants to rekindle something. If he'll see the snap and he'll say something to it. Like, yo, what's good? Eyeballs or whatever like that.
And he has your phone number.
Yeah.
So he will definitely hit you on your phone as well.
Yeah.
But if but none of that occurs, of that, nah. He's just looking at it. He don't even care. Okay, so I'm not even going to disclose my sources. But just know, I know from firsthand account, Trill just confirmed. And I know a couple niggas who confirm, and just from getting on research. I mean, niggas don't hit your phone. Did he hit you?
Yeah.
No. So that's your KSA, girl. And spread the word, okay? We got to get the word out. Niggas don't really care about you. He's just watching the snap. It's Snapchat. It's social media, okay? Right. Great. Moving on. No shade, is it? Let's see. No, bumper dump. DJ Khaled's album just released.
Asad's album just released.
Mm-hmm. On June 23rd. It is entitled Grateful. It's DJ Khaled's 10th studio album.
Damn.
And it features guest appearances, of course, from a wide array of artists. I mean, it wouldn't be
an album
without artists. Yeah. So you have Future, Travis Scott, Rick Ross, Migos, Chance the Rapper, Nicki Minaj, Kodak Black, Alicia Keys, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Justin Bieber, Lil Wayne, Drake, Rihanna, SZA, Mavado, Nas, Calvin Harris, and Betty Wright, among others. So really quick before we get into the bumper dump, DJ Khaled was on Jimmy Kimmel Live back in March, and you probably saw this. But, you know, he was just explaining his reasoning and his process behind putting his son, who is about 8 months now, as executive producer of the album. He says, quote, he is credited as executive producer and his attorney has his points in royalties, everything. Listening to the songs, going over the business part of it, deciding if the vocals are right, if the beats are right, if the energy's right. When he rocks and grins, those are smash hit records. When he looks deep in thought, that's the real serious records, but hits with substance. It's a vibe, you know what I mean? Believe it or not, the poops and the throw-ups are super blessings. Those are actual, the really good ones. He really threw up on me while I was mixing and working on Shining. And when he threw up on me, that was a blessing, end quote. This guy is really smack in love with his son.
Hey, yo, Khaled, a funny ass nigga.
Nigga said, when he throws up on me, that's a blessing. Wow.
Nah, he's funny. But yeah, that was, I say Bump, you know, some tracks up there. I think probably my favorite one probably is the one with Good Man, I think that's what it is, with Pusha. Shout out to Pusha. And Jadakiss.
Okay.
That's probably my favorite track.
I didn't hear it, however.
The album or that song?
I didn't hear the album.
Okay.
However, I heard that his best work was the work that he put out already.
I did see that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to talk bad about something that Asad made, so.
I am. Listen, damn. I'm tired.
Even the baby not safe.
I'm tired of Khaled. Khaled has a reputation of putting out albums that don't live up to the hype of the singles. He put out his best work are the singles, and then you get to the album, and it's just like bloop. Like, yeah. What is this? You know what I mean?
I get it.
So, I'm tired. I'm just tired. you gotta come harder than that. And I heard that he made some artists sound not as great as they can, because at the end of the day, it's not the artist's song, so they have to follow the direction of the executive producer, which will be Khaled and quote unquote Asad. Okay, so there's that, and then of course it was a couple of singles as well. I know Metro Boomin came out with the single.
We did. I think I heard that one.
Let me see.
Dropped three joints.
Drake. Oh, this Metro Boomin thing is called No Complaints, featuring Offset
and Drake. Yeah, that's the one.
And Drake. Yep. And then Drake by himself dropped Sign.
Mm-hmm, I like that one.
And then he dropped a remix to
Bump All Those.
He dropped a remix to Getting On. Dang it, Party Next Door's joint, which I forgot what it's called. But yeah. Okay, let me look at my summer sex playlist because it's up here. It's entitled Peace of Mind, yeah? No. Well, where the heck did it go?
Let me see if I got it. You update that playlist as you go along.
Yeah, man. Exactly.
I don't think I got that shit either.
I just had it up here the whole time.
Yeah, no complaint signs.
And then he remixed a Party Next Door joint. I forgot what it was called, but yeah. Okay. So go get that.
Yeah, bump all those.
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight until I find it. Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Anyway. Yeah, I'll be all right. All right. So, moving on. No shade, okay? Wow, the tea is so hot. And it's overflowing in my teacup. And my hand is shaking as I put it up to my lips. Because it's just... So Jocelyn is out here really wild and though.
Oh, I seen that
freak
shit.
Freak out.
Oh, shit.
I'm trying to stop cursing. So Jocelyn, okay. So the, of course, if you keep up with Love and Hip Hop, we saw on, not the last episode, but last week's episode, she was supposed to sit down to apologize to Stevie's two oldest daughters, because you know Jocelyn be wilding out and just doing like random stuff or whatever that really hurts the daughters or whatever. Stevie's daughters are grown. One of them is 18, one of them is like in her 20s or something like that. So Jocelyn, being the manipulator that she is, she sat down and instead of offering an apology, it was first of all half, but I'm trying to stop cursing. Curse words makes everything sound so much better.
It does.
Anyway, it was a half apology.
Let that shit loose.
And on top of that, she started crying about the first abortion that Stevie had her do, which was so many moons ago. And that has nothing to do with anything. So anyway, the girl has said something now. Let me pull up the original tweet, because I'm just worried about what Jocelyn said. But, oh, the girl didn't even say nothing. The daughter didn't even say nothing. So a page, Monsters and Critics. They cover TV, movies, music, games, and lifestyle 24/7. They tweeted, at Hitman Stevie J's daughter, at SNJ23 says Miss Jocelyn is toxic to her father on Love and Hip Hop. That's just, they just tweeted, you know, an article about what had happened or whatever. So Jocelyn, Miss Jocelyn, the Puerto Rican princess, quoted it and said, "That hoe mad cause I run her daddy. Now run along and find your own cock to suck. Oh shit. You nappy head."
I didn't even see that part.
End quote.
Yo, she
That's what she said about her step, her quote unquote stepdaughter. Like, what in the world?
She gotta chill.
She has to chill. And then somebody else was like, no, I don't want her page. Hold on. Somebody else, a fan, it was, actually said, "Now, if someone said this about Bonnie, you would be upset as fuck and want to fight. Just do what a stepmom supposed to do and step up to the plate, girl." So Jocelyn said in response to that, quote, "That young lady is 18. She's grown enough to ditch it out. She will grown who to take it. I'm done with this conversation. Back to reality." End quote. I don't know what Jocelyn was trying to say, but we all know.
Now you tweet retarded.
Right, exactly. We all know what she means. That was very, very inappropriate. And this is exactly what they're talking about. This is exactly what they're talking about.
So the girl didn't even say nothing.
The girl didn't even say nothing. She was. It was the article about how the girl said that she was, that Jocelyn is toxic to her, for her dad. Like, that's not nothing new. She ain't say nothing crazy.
Yeah.
And then Jocelyn let loose and called a girl nappy head. Like, what the world?
No, Shorty might gotta get, no, never mind. Opposite, Shorty can get Jocelyn hands, but Jocelyn probably beat her ass, so never mind.
Jocelyn will definitely beat her up.
Never mind.
And this is why, you know what? I want to apologize to Mimi, because sometimes I just be thinking she be ODing, but I wouldn't want this person around my child either. And, you know, Jocelyn was on this whole thing like, I'm a new person.
Changed and shit. And you're doing this.
So, girl, God bless. Okay, moving on. Kodak Black is under fire. You heard about this?
What'd he do? Oh.
Kodak Black, it was just a series of things. First, he said in some type of way, on an interview, I believe, actually, it was an interview. He said that he didn't, and this is not a quote, but he said something about he don't like black women because he's black, so he doesn't need another black person looking dark along with him. He's only interested in women like Taylor Swift. I mean, that's laughable in itself. J-Lo.
She has no cheeks.
Who else he said? Ariana Grande.
I'll give him J-Lo.
Kylie Jenner. So, okay. So, you know Shea Butter Twitter and Shea Butter Instagram went up or whatever, including myself. But I went up and, you know, to myself, I'm not about to stalk him on Instagram.
Yeah.
So, they was leaving comments underneath his Instagram, you know, just going all the way up. He posted a video talking about, nah, F all that. Don't come in my comments about stuff, blah, 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 blah. Then he posted a video, another video, and said, all I said was, let me see, hold on. No. He posted another video with the caption saying that I love African-American women. I just like them red bones. I don't like black bitches. That's what he said.
I mean, that's not any better.
That's not. You tried to clean it up and it's just worse. Like,
what?
And he was saying black as in like dark skin. He doesn't like dark skin women. Listen, I'm all for preferences, okay? Like who you like, but you don't got to bring down nobody else to like who you like.
Yeah, just clean it up and made that shit worse. Like, my nigga, just do you, bro.
You like red bones, period. That's it. Cool. Lil Wayne been saying that for years.
Yeah.
However, Lil Wayne grew up in another era. He wasn't in this era of feminism.
Because
he would have dragged
him. He would have.
I would have dragged him through the dirt.
That's some real shit, though.
Lil Wayne real life said, "I bet that bitch look better red." Like, you don't say nothing like that. Anyway, but that's a whole nother thing. Kodak probably trying to do what Lil Wayne did back then, but you can't do that. This is 2017. We were really dragging it. So anyway, he actually deleted his Instagram now because we don't play that. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Godspeed to Kodak, or not really. Actually, I need to keep that. Who else I want to do? Let's do Rihanna. I know you saw them pictures.
I mean, I ain't see them pictures.
You ain't see these pictures?
Nah.
Oh.
Hey, fuck. I'm not.
Yes, you do. Rihanna was getting her kitty smashed in the pool. Like, it looks like she was sitting.
Oh, it's
on
like a video?
No, it's pictures. She was on it from the front, the back.
Spanish nigga. She the one that made that Wild Thoughts video on the hook door or something.
So let me tell y'all what's going on, just in case you are underneath the rock, which is cool, girl. That's why you listen to this. So, this her with the blunt in her hand, parlaying up with her boo.
Nigga like Drake.
Does he look like Drake? He probably do. Whole time. Okay, here it is. On it from the
She got it. What's she at? She in Spain.
Yeah.
And Rihanna nasty. I love Rihanna.
Okay, so Rihanna was spotted. It was some pictures that just surfaced on social media. TMZ broke it, I believe. Of Rihanna getting nasty, sexy. Looks like she's having sex with this Spanish guy, mystery man that we don't know about. And she's really getting it popping. It looks like she's having a great time. There's two champagne glasses off to the side. She has a blunt in her hand.
She's lit. Living.
Her hair getting wet. She has no makeup on. Had it from the front, the back. God bless Rihanna. Okay. So yeah, that's the latest with that. All the niggas, the black men are going up talking about how she got thick and she went to be with a Spanish nigga or a white nigga or whatever. You know how niggas get all.
Well, you know, Rihanna, you just another nigga on my hit list type shit. So that might just be one of her little things that she just wanna.
And somebody said whole time that could be the pool boy, and she just wanted to get her rocks off right quick, and she was gonna leave the country and never talk to him again.
Right.
That's Rihanna. That's how you
that's
know.
That's her type.
That's her type. So who's to say that this is really her boo? Okay. All right. Last but not least, Lala says she's not divorcing Carmelo Anthony right now. She was on Wendy Williams very recently. Today, actually, I believe. Yeah, she was on Wendy Williams today. And when Wendy asked her if she is going to divorce Carmelo, Lala says, not right now. She says, quote, she doesn't want to throw it all out the window, end quote. Okay? And she said that marriage is about ups and downs.
Yeah, I want them to get back together, man. I like Melo. He's a, you know, one of my favorite basketball players. And why are you fucking looking at me like this? I'm here for forgiveness and reconciliation.
Let me finish this story before I dig you a new bow.
Wow.
So Carmelo had posted. I mean, niggas just, ugh. Carmelo posted. Let me just finish this story. Hold it together, Kilo. Carmelo posted a picture of his beautiful wife with happy birthday on top of the picture. And he said in his comment, quote, I look at you on this birthday and it is hard to believe another year has passed. You are beautiful now as ever before. Sending birthday wishes to my earth. At Lala, love you. Hashtag a very powerful day, 625, because it was her birthday and also because power dropped on the 25th. Now, let me tell you niggas something. Where was this energy?
That's the same energy.
When you was piping down random hoes and going around telling people that she's married, I'm not. Where was this energy?
First of all, in his defense, I don't know if that's true or not. That was a rumor.
We know it's true.
I need to hear both sides.
We know that he cheated on her. Even his publicist said, Carmella has not been perfect. However.
Not been perfect.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Piping down other hoes. Let me tell y'all something. Keep that same energy. Do you really want Lala out here? Like, nigga, you should have thought about that. Do you look at your wife?
Let's move forward.
Look at your wife. Do you really want this ting? And she's been at niggas next for like the past 2 months.
No, Lala bad though. I feel like he's learned his lesson and
yeah, of course. I will learn my lesson too. If my ting glowed all the way up since when he met her at 19 years old. And she's out here doing the thing. I don't like niggas like that. Like y'all only think when you about to lose something. And y'all hella whack. But anyway.
Oh my God.
Anyway, keeping it moving. Girl, Lala, keep your head up. But don't let that nigga come back so easy. Make him sweat like Tammy did. And I'm glad we talking about this today. We talking about ride or die.
Oh yeah.
Perfect.
One extra no shade topic though. I wish Migos would have beat up Joe Budden.
Absolutely.
Joe Budden is a fucking hater.
That video gave me so much
life.
He's
whack. The little nigga he was with was whack.
Academics.
Yeah. I just wish they would have beat him acting like he couldn't hear Offset. I heard Offset perfectly. Mm-hmm. Oh, was that Takeoff?
I
think it was Takeoff.
I don't know which one's which. I don't think. Okay, here's the thing.
I think
thing,
it
though.
Was Takeoff, because Takeoff was the one that won on Bad and Bougie, right?
Joe Budden, yeah. Joe Budden F him. However, I don't think Academics really hurt him. Like, it was loud in there.
Nope.
And they didn't have an earpiece. Like, the microphone was to the camera. So we can hear them perfectly, yeah. But I don't think he could hear him. But right before he was asking him that, he said, Migos is my favorite group. That's what he said.
Yeah.
So I don't think Academics was shady. Joe Budden for sure.
No, I think because Academics had said before that he didn't. I feel like that's why Joe was mad, because I think Academics had dissed Migos or whatever in the past, and he felt like he was being funny.
Oh, Okay.
But either way, Joe's still a hater. That wasn't really professional, just getting up like that, dropping them. No. Like, he whack as hell.
Why do we keep letting Joe Budden get next to these rising stars who have so much potential? The little nigga, the kid, the 17-year-old. God dang,
you can't be happy. Like, nigga,
the nigga with the red beads. What's his name? God, it's either
Yachty or
Yeah.
It's either Yachty. Yachty.
Just yelling at him. Like, protect our young black artists against Joe Budden.
Exactly.
I can't wait for him to get his head knocked off.
If niggas don't have like deep bars, they're trash to him. Like, we need Migos. The culture needs Migos. I need Migos in the club. I don't want nobody goes in the club and requests Joe Budden.
No,
I don't think we ever have. Maybe when Pump It Up was lit. Other than that, no.
For like,
we need turn up music. I understand that's not true hip hop to you, but we need turn up music.
But who's to say, who are you, the hip hop police, my nigga? Like, who made you the hip hop police?
Get the fuck out of here.
Get out of here.
If Jay-Z say it, then maybe we'll listen. But it's you,
but
Joey.
People, hip hop heads know that it's different genres of hip hop. We just had this conversation on the podcast. Like, everything don't gotta be deep and lyrical. Like,
exactly.
And Migos be floating, so spare me, okay? Exactly. Anyway.
What we got next?
We have The Moves, which is a sponsored spot. Let us know your moves and we will let people know, okay? Artist Spotlight. We don't have an artist today. But if you are an artist and you're interested in being, and this is partly because we don't check our email, okay? So you might be sitting in the email right now, like, "Hey, get me on the show."
I got emails hooked to my phone though, so I don't think we got nothing.
Okay, but if you want to be featured on the Artist Spotlight, this is an opportunity for us to play a snippet of your music and possibly sit you down and have a quick interview. Let people know who the heck you are. Our numbers are going up. Like, we can show you receipts, okay? Our listenership is going up.
Yeah.
Get your stuff out there, okay? Right here on Beauty and the Trail. Hit us up.
We'll put some reminders out there this week for people who are interested in that.
Yeah, absolutely. Moving on, who's hiring?
Got a few jobs. What we got? Aptitude is hiring for a help desk computer technician. Now, this is just a temporary contract position, so maybe for some people who are in the computer technician field, maybe in college looking for a summer job or something like that. Help desk computer technician for the company called Aptitude, starting off at $14 an hour. Like I said, it's a three month position. Estes Express Lines is hiring for a part time dock worker. Again, that's Estes Express Lines in Chesapeake. Estes Express Lines in Chesapeake are hiring for a part-time dock worker. And Agensis Corporation is hiring for a call center representative. They're starting off at $15.85. So that's Agensis. They're hiring for a tier one customer service phone. You'll be talking to people, emailing them, and different things like that. Call center representative, and that's also in Chesapeake. And Whitlock Brothers Incorporated in Norfolk is hiring for a warehouse associate. Again, that's tongue twister and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Whitlock Brothers Incorporated hiring for a warehouse associate. So that's the jobs that we have this week. Y'all go get that coin.
Go get that coin, okay? Yeah. So that's it. We're ready to talk about it. My faithful comrade here is going to lead this conversation. He wants to talk about ride or die, and I'm with it.
Ride or die.
Ride or die. Ride or freaking die.
What does that mean to you?
Ride or die. What the freak does ride or die mean to me? Ride or die to me means like the most extreme loyalty ever. Okay. No matter what, okay? No matter what, you are riding till the wheels fall off. I believe there are different types of ride or die. Absolutely. I am a type of ride or die, okay? I am the type of ride or die that as long as you driving correctly, okay, you keeping my safety in check, you know, my seatbelt is on, your seatbelt is on. You don't got to go to speed limit now. We can speed a little bit, you know what I mean? The car is nice. You know, you're just doing whatever you got to do. The tire is good. You check the tires before we get in the car and all that good stuff. But once you start ODing, you can get off on this exit and let me out. And I'll just Uber to my destination because I'm not riding through whatever. Like, that's just ridiculous. What does ride or die mean to you?
Ride or die means basically just rocking with somebody through thick and through thin. Now, some people's thin is a little different.
I
want to
know
others.
What is your?
What is my thin?
What is your thin? What is your thick? And you know what? Which part is thick and thin? Like, is the good part thick?
That's a good question. Is thick good or is thick?
Is thick good or bad? Like, I don't know.
Thick probably would be good. Thick probably would be good.
You think so?
Abundance, thick.
You, cause you okay.
Money wise, right. You thick, got bread thin.
You think about ass too. Thick ass.
True. True. I mean, well, I wasn't, but yeah.
Thick dick. You know what I mean? I'm sorry, Drew. How we get your face more than anything? Conversation over? Oh. Episode over?
Moving along.
You know, okay, so thick can be good and then thin can be the bad time. So what is your what is thin to you for a ride or die?
Man, I feel like it's different for
different people, right?
Or for like niggas in general, because like niggas just do so much shit. I guess for a woman, if I'm riding with a woman and let's say time. Let's say like she picked up a couple of jobs, she got a lot of shit going on, you know, just being there for through shit like that.
That's thin to you?
That's thin. Yeah, that's thin.
You like niggas,
she doesn't have a lot of time for you. You still there rocking with her. What else? Shit. Maybe some weight gain.
Wow, you niggas are mad shallow.
She getting punished out here. Wow. You know, she's not really looking her best these days. And what else? Damn. Like, what the fuck do women put niggas through?
Cheat? How about that? Let's get to the heavy hitter stuff. Would you ride for a joint that cheat on you and really didn't mean anything? Just like y'all accidentally fall into pussy? What if she accidentally fell on a dick?
Just because women, I feel like I can find a woman who doesn't cheat. I feel like cheating niggas are just a dime a dozen. So if you're a woman, you just probably got to hit you one. Right. I feel like women, I mean, I can probably find me a faithful. I mean, I feel like my odds, just the pool out here. I feel like my odds are just probably be better without you.
Okay. Okay, so you would ride through that. So you would ride through weight gain. You would ride through
some slight.
Her being a little bit too busy for you at the moment.
Yeah.
Right. You wouldn't ride through cheating.
Hell, nah. Mm-hmm. Not at all.
Would you ride with her being broke at the moment?
Yeah, broke at the moment. Yeah, we can do that. Or even another thicker thin situation is goddamn it, distance. Maybe she got to move.
Okay, that's good.
Move somewhere. You know, you won't. You know, can you do that? Some people can't. I think I could.
You think you could? That's dope.
I think I can handle that.
Word. Okay. Hey. Thick. I mean, thin to me. Let me see. Cheating. You know what? Let's talk about that. With women, because at this point, and I was about to tweet it, but I didn't know how to word it. At this point, it's just looking like the message is out here that you just gonna have to just like put up with a cheating ass nigga. And that makes me very sad, because you don't necessarily have to, of course. Like,
but it's just like,
feminists,
you know,
don't come at me. But I'm just saying, like,
if you break up with him, you gonna talk to another nigga who probably gonna probably
do the same thing. Do you wanna start over?
Yeah.
Especially with married people. I think the biggest examples that we have seen is Tammy and Walker. They're married. And then, of course, right now, Lala and Carmelo. You know, it's just different when you're married. And I always ask myself, would I be okay if my husband cheated? Like, can I continue to take him back? Like, Rashida out here looking real stupid right now. Can I look that stupid?
I feel like,
I don't know.
If you're married, I feel like it's slightly different. Just because, especially when you got kids and shit, I feel like it's a lot more on the table. So I feel like, and you asked me about the cheating thing, I feel like if I'm married, that might be that's a whole another different conversation.
Right.
Are you leaving your wife for cheating, or are you leaving your girl? Because even if you leave your wife, it's still paper. It's a lot of shit goes into
a
divorce. It's not really as simple as packing your bags and getting up and leaving. It's paperwork,
especially
court, my nigga. It's like a lot of shit.
If they seem like they're apologetic.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just always ask myself like that. So it looks like Lala is a ride or die. Tammy definitely is a ride or die. But you know what? They really dragged Tammy for taking him back. But I like how she did it. And, you know, if she's going to do that, if you're going to take a nigga back for his cheating ways, make him back. You know, like he wasn't in the house for like a year and some change. She let him in a little by little. He wasn't in the bed at first. She made him sleep on the couch. Like, if you know you're going to take the nigga back, just make him suffer and pretend like you're not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't be just a full-fledged dumb hoe.
A nigga having a baby on you. You ride? Are you riding through that?
Ah!
Because I be seeing niggas be getting away with it out here. Like, nigga, you had a bit. You're not even married to the shorty, and she took you back. You had a baby. Like, she didn't have to take you back.
Oh, we not
and she
married,
took you back.
And you had a baby on me. Oh no, baby.
You know, cheated on you. Got the drunk friend. They don't even like the joint like that. They didn't even have a relationship like that. But
it's bad enough involved. You cheated on me. It's bad enough you cheated on me and you raw dog the shorty. Nigga said the condom broke. The condom still break? So you telling me you cheated on me with a dry pussy joint? Because do condoms break in wet pussy?
Maybe.
You wouldn't know?
Nah, I don't think I had a condom break before, maybe.
Exactly. My point exactly. So, the point is, I don't need no souvenirs of that infidelity, okay? If we're going to move forward, I don't need to have any constant reminders. We're not going to talk to the girl no more. We're not going to do none of that. But since you cheated on me, and then now we got 18 years, and then for the rest of my life, if I'm going to marry you, hell, bye. See you later, beloved. Have a good life. I wish you all the best. And invite me to the christening of the child.
Jail.
Whoa.
Because the bitch is like, yeah.
I'm going to ask you
my boyfriend in jail. You're single, first and foremost.
Yeah.
You're single now.
Would you rap with shorty while she's in jail? Like, what kind of shorty
do you got? What kind of woman are you?
You got a thoroughbred, okay?
Probably. It's a weird situation to be in. Bitch, why are you locked up?
Put some money on that bitch books and
stop
playing.
What the fuck
playing?
Did you do? What you crazy world? Ass woman.
She needs a comb. Put some money on her books. I don't know. See, and it's just, it's, if we were together for a little bit, and it depended on the crime, I would ride for my nigga in jail.
Couple months? What if he got 5 years? You riding? Ooh.
I would cry.
And when you say ride, you not dating or talking to nobody while he in jail?
Right. I wouldn't be able to do that.
Because I feel like it's an understanding when a nigga go to jail that like right. His shorty can do things because he just, but when you get out though,
it's over.
Y'all back.
Right. We back. Right. Everything else is over. I don't know. I would definitely ride for him. We could probably make some our own rules and regulations with that as far as me getting mine in these 5 years. But I would definitely put money on your books. So I'll support you. I'll write you letters. I'll come see you and all that stuff. But it really do depend on the crime. And I'm not meeting you in jail. Like if it's like I met you as a criminal.
Okay.
No.
And that be happening too. Like these niggas got game.
How? But that's a whole nother story. Yeah. So you wouldn't be running for. So what if your shorty, okay, look, I'm gonna give you some. You know your shorty was doing some kind of scamming stuff. She didn't know it was a scam. Maybe somebody asked her to write or like to cash a check, and she was probably stupid and she went to go cash a check. Check was fraud. She got 3 years. Easy. Federal.
joke the shit out of her ass.
She doesn't need that at the moment.
Yo, goddamn.
How you ain't know the check was fake, bitch?
Yeah, maybe. I'm cheating though.
You cheating, right?
I'm putting my earbuds. I'll hold you on for three.
Okay, but you definitely wrong. You definitely getting your rocks off.
Yeah, of course.
Would you try to hide that from her though? Try to keep it low? Or would you just
she's
be like...
She's going to be in jail. I mean...
I'm
not going to be writing her letters like, yo, I fucked this bitch last week.
No. What I'm saying, like, I mean, yeah, just keep it low. Because, you know, people can be out on the outside, her friends or whatever.
Somebody writing a letter, I seen your nigga last
absolutely.
Week. Like, what the fuck?
Nigga, hoes be that mad and don't got nothing else to talk about or write about. Like, I seen your nigga last week at MP's with another joint.
You dead ass wrote her a letter to tell on me?
a phone call.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Word, that's what's up.
Brokenness, I'm sure job loss and shit like that.
I would definitely.
But I feel like there's a level to that shit though, because I've known some of them who ride with a nigga that's broken. Then after a while, it's like my nigga.
Right, what are we doing? Absolutely.
I feel like it gotta be a time. What's
gotta
your time,
be a time
frame?
Limit?
6 months, a year? I don't know.
If I see that you're working towards something, then there's really no time limit for me.
Okay. As long as you in your eyes, you see.
You're progressively working. Like, you really get into it.
Yeah.
But if you ain't really getting to it.
You're not really doing nothing.
You're not really doing nothing. And I probably wouldn't be looking at you in the first place. You know what I mean?
I feel like after you lose your job, you get kind of. You get. Shorty, like, look at you.
What's next? What's the next step? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would definitely ride through brokenness. And you said you would too, yeah?
Yeah. We can do that.
Does she have a time limit?
I feel like for females, I feel like a female should never be broke though, just cause I don't know.
You are crazy. Do you know how much it costs to not look ugly?
What I mean, I don't know, broke is different. Like, you know, just be able to do shit and shit like that, like, and to not have like not a dime in your pockets. At the end of the day, you can go like bottle service.
No. I mean, no shade to the bottle service, but like, I'm not shading nobody. But yeah. What if she's just not on that tip? So like what? Like she could easily go shake ass? Like, is that what you're trying to say? Just get out of here, dick. First of all, did you know? Let me tell you something. I was in the nail salon crying on Friday because I got a fill. Not even a whole full set. Ladies, you know what I'm talking about. I got a fill. I got a pedicure. I got my eyebrows waxed. And I got my upper lip waxed. Because, you know, I mean, I just can't be walking around with a mustache. And that shit was
$80. Oh, man.
I'm like... I mean, granted, I do got gel on my
yeah, the nails popping too.
Thank you. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, it caused, like, and I was just so sick, and I just tweeted because I needed to get it out. I was like, I could just be ugly and unkept for free, and I don't even get my hair done. Like,
so how often do you have to run that $80? Once a week?
Twice a month? It's looking like twice. Well, gel lasts me a little bit, so probably every 3 weeks.
Every 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money. That's $160.
Yeah. So basically.
Yeah, and I'm not the type to ask my nigga to pay for all that. I mean, he might throw us something here and there, but yeah, you know what I mean? He's not my dad, so. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, man. Okay, so would you, because you're really big on nails and toes done, you riding or dying with a shorty who fell on hard times, so she can't keep herself up, like, talk about.
I'll for her, because, you know, I feel like that'll probably make her feel good. You know,
oh, that's nice.
You're on hard times, you know, going to get your nails and your toes done will make you feel good.
That's nice of you.
Yeah, so I'll do that.
Ladies, wife up Trill. Get at him. He might be trash at first. But.
Yeah, at first. Once you sift through.
Once you break the ice. Yeah.
Substance here.
Word. Yeah,
I can do that.
Okay, but you said weight gain. So, as your girlfriend.
Becomes a big ass block. And I feel like that takes like a period of time. And, you know, and I go to the gym myself. So, you know, I say, hey, babe, you know, you want to get in the gym? You know, and I feel like I have the personality to be able to be like, yo, I'm kind of thick, B.
Yo.
I don't know. Hey. It just really depends. I feel like I can say anything and get away with it. So that'll be something that I would try, maybe.
Okay. So what if she's like, no, like, I'm fine. Like,
okay,
I'm
bet.
And you're just going to leave her alone?
Yeah. Leave her alone, period.
Leave her alone, like, not date her anymore.
Yeah. And she's going to unappetizing to me.
Okay, so... If you see that she is where, I mean, like, so all you need to see is effort.
Yeah. Effort.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I can rock with that. What if she's losing weight? Ooh. So what if you got
a
thick?
Skinny?
Yeah, that's a good one. She's losing her butt. She's losing her hips. What you fell in love with?
Shit.
Right. Ooh. Are you doing your job? That's first things first. We need to ask that question.
Right. Like, your bitch out here starving, my nigga.
You not feeding shorty? And you not piping her right?
Yeah, so that would never happen because there's two things you can get from me. Good pipe and something to eat. at the very least, my nigga.
Good pipe and something to eat. Wow, a package deal. Okay. That's really all we want.
Any situations you've seen, like, if that was me, I'm out of here. Like, from afar, any...
Mm-hmm. Plenty.
Yeah, well, do tell.
I don't want to.
No, we telling. Fuck that. Nah.
Oh,
forget them. Hey, their life, our material.
No. My friends will disown me. Nah, but it is some things I'll just be like, couldn't be me. But
well,
that's
do some hypothetical situations that might apply to somebody. Kind of like Shorty did in that book that she wrote. What was it? What was that?
Like, Gandy said, this is very similar.
Oh,
and
shit.
Shorty blew up to me. That is not about you. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
That's exactly what we're about to do.
Why would you think it's about you? You selfish.
That's exactly what we're about to do.
Let me think. Like, if a nigga, I'll just keep it very, I don't know. Dang it. If a nigga wasn't. Oh, a common one, and this is really no shade to nobody, because
hey.
We all been through this,
okay.
And even me. If a nigga is giving you the runaround, he's giving you the runaround. Y'all know how y'all do when y'all don't want to do something, and you don't want to commit.
Yeah.
And you don't want to commit wholeheartedly. If he's, you know, just not doing what he's supposed to do, and if he's treating you like doo-doo, like, I could not, I just can't. Like, I'm the head. I'm the one to really tell a nigga bye.
Yeah,
like that's my problem. And that could be good or bad, because I would try to leave my current joint. Like, bad nigga, I don't like how you moving.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, girls stay through stupid stuff like that. Like, you don't have to stay. You don't got no baby with him. Y'all only 2 weeks in. Like, like, you don't gotta put up with
why
this.
You have undialing.
Why are you here,
man?
Like,
yeah.
You bad, I'm bad. Like, we can find somebody like that. Like, it's really nothing. Like,
yeah.
So some of the stuff that girls be staying through, like, I
that
just
is true. Like, you been with this nigga a month and you're going through this and you're
and
still with this nigga. Like, what the fuck,
right.
What has he done?
Mm-hmm.
For you to have be this loyal to this nigga.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I've never been dickmatized to that point. Like, I know a lot of girls say, like, you know, the dick is so good, I just couldn't leave. Like, I've never experienced that emotion. I would leave you.
Yeah.
Quickly. Yeah. And be by myself. Like, yeah. So that's it. Have you ever seen anything from somebody else? Like,
let me see. And I'm not holding nothing back. So it might be a situation that you're in. I'm going to tell it. Oh, well, we going to the top.
We going to the top.
And if I ain't got to use your life to get there, my nigga.
Sacrifice.
It will be here you are, oh Lord. The fuck out of here,
he's
my nigga.
He's sacrificing his friends. I'm weak. Oh my gosh.
I mean, just, you know, this woman just keep taking back a nigga to just keep cheating and shit.
No, I want to know from in your predicament, if you see a nigga going through something with a girl, you could be, yeah.
Oh, shit. Have I seen something like that? That was just like, hell no.
Niggas do put up with a lot when they in love.
Niggas do, though. I don't think none of my niggas.
Because shorties be ruthless.
Yeah. But women can, you know, just being on some, on some spoiled shit, ungratefulness. Mm-hmm. I haven't really seen that personally, but I have, you know, seen it and even heard about it. This woman just being like ungrateful. I remember I seen some nigga tweet the other day, was like, he bought a shorty flowers. Oh, and she was like, she said, "Don't, why'd you waste your money on that?" Man, I wish a bitch would. I swear to God, I'ma shove them shits down your fucking esophagus.
Hey, if go I would ahead. Ever.
But yeah, there are some women who do treat niggas like doo-doo, and niggas just be, and niggas
let
and niggas will take it.
Uh-huh, because she look good.
Because she look good. Yeah. It won't be me. You won't look good no more because I'm going to slap your ass.
You got to stop with the violence, okay?
I've been throwing slap bitches all week.
No.
It's only Tuesday. It's too hot.
Keep your hands to yourself. No. Keep your hands to yourself.
But yeah, probably, because a nigga will let a shorty just
do whatever.
And a woman know, like, she can sense that. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you might have been in a situation where you know, like, yo, I can get this nigga
for
every penny that he got. And he gonna let me.
And I'm gonna run his ass.
Yeah. That's awesome, women. Who, and you gotta, as a nigga, you gotta watch yourself though. Like, yo, she can't get me like that. Because if she can sense it,
it's too late.
It's too late. And she gonna get you. Easy.
By the time you saying that to yourself, I already got you, baby.
You already texting.
I already got you, babe.
You already texting me, yo, bring me some food from now, nigga. And it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Your ass all on the fucking way. It's too late, my nigga.
I wanna cook out Trey right now.
And cook out clothes, but you gonna break in and fix or something to eat. Yeah.
Y'all want Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. Make it happen.
Make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, word. What a great topic. Good job, Trill. Ride or die.
Yeah, ride or die.
Are you a ride or die? I didn't even ask you. What kind of ride or die are you?
For the most part, like, as long as we're comfortable in the car. Uh-huh. AC on.
AC is on.
Seat back. Mm-hmm. We're hitting the little bumps. Oh, what the fuck on? That bitch, you get your inspection.
A little turbulence. Yes.
Make sure, you know, that your current ride or die is passing his inspections. We can't ride no car that ain't, not up to par.
And then if not, then let you off.
Yeah, I'm gone.
Right. Okay.
Find me a new vehicle.
Okay. Word. We got a BNT letter. Let's get into it. It's really short. What's up, Beauty and the Trill? My boss is an asshole. I love what I do, but he makes it hard to work there. What would y'all do in this predicament?
I have Indeed on my phone, so whenever like somebody makes me mad at work, I'm in that app. Indeed is probably my most used app. Oh, word?
Oh, word? That's how you feel, my nigga?
Indeed app. My resume is always up to date. I apply for jobs daily. Get another job.
Okay, word. Listen, I was in a meeting. My boss had pissed me off one time, and I was in a meeting with her click-clacking on my computer applying to jobs. Like, bitch, I'm not playing. I'm not playing. I will take my talents elsewhere.
No deal.
Yeah.
I'm not putting up with it.
So that's what I say. Find another job. If you love what you do and that person is ruining, you know, what you're doing.
Because
now,
a lot of bosses are going to be like every place you go to work, unless you like work like by yourself at the crib, it's going to be some people, you know, that you don't like. So I feel like if you're getting paid good and you really, really love your job, as long as your boss ain't doing nothing that you can't like go and like get a lawsuit or some shit about.
Right.
Then maybe just take it out, because everywhere you go, it's going to be somebody you don't like. But keep that resume updated.
Absolutely. And get the experience. If you ain't been there for that long, try to get at least a year underneath your belt for that experience, and then chuck the deuces. But do not leave unless you got another job lined up, because you're going to be looking stupid. You would rather be broke than go get your money. Like,
a lot of times people at jobs will treat you certain places because they think that you don't have other options. Oh, on the contrary, my friend. You must not heard about me. I had 8 jobs at one time, my nigga. I will get another job.
Okay. So yeah. All right. Good luck, guy or girl, whoever you are. Okay. That's been another episode of Beauty and the Trill.
Yep, y'all, we out. We'll holler at y'all next week.
Oh wait, follow us on Twitter.
Oh yeah, follow us.
At Beauty and Trill on Twitter. At Beauty and Trill. Yep. Okay.
That's it.
That's it. All right.